Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
I am very lucky to have Mr. Brian Deedy in studio. And right now, he's going to perform his latest single, $0.09 and $2.
All right. One, two.
Ooh. Ooh. Now, I could paint you a prettier picture if I had the paint. I could lie like a rug and tell you what I ain't. I could stand up here and look you in the eye, I'd feel no shame. I got $0.09 and $2 to my name. Without love, what would I do? I would want to spend more time with you. Without love, what would I say? That's the best bad news I've heard all day. Now I've been running from the beast. It's been so long since I found myself some peace. Darling, can you hear me when I say I got $0.09 and $2 to my name. Yeah. Without love, what would I do? I would want to spend more time with you. Without love, what would I say? That's the best bad news I've heard all day.
Oh, you never lost a brother. And the first time we bumped into each other, and I remember we chatted for several times online over the past 3 years since Nonfiction and the whole explosion that has been Brian Deedy. But I remember the first time we met face to face was at the Prince gig in the Academy. The two of us, I was like, "Oh, Brian Deedy, Finally we get to meet." But it has all been exceptional ever since. Now, there's a couple of gigs I want to plug before we do anything else. You have got on October the 12th, Drumcliff Church in Sligo. You've got October 20th, Dolan's in Limerick. October 26th, the Project Theatre in Waterford. And October 27th, the Cork Opera House. I will get those dates up online as well. A lot of people texted in saying that they've seen you over the past few nights, whether it be the Roisin Dove or Mike the Pies. And a very particular lovely message here saying, a big hello to Brian from Ogie Scanlon, who's a big fan of yours. Only a small little fella, and he sent in a picture of you with all the boys enjoying yourselves the last night in Mike the Pies in the Stone.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it's been an amazing weekend. And after a few months of not kind of gigging and getting the album ready and all that, it's brilliant to be out again and be playing for people. And you really get the sense things are growing and growing, and it's fantastic. Like,
yeah, fantastic album as well, Black Diamond, I have to say. If you haven't got your hands on this, get your hands on this album. Some great tunes on there. And quite a few people talking about it as well. It's very different than Nonfiction, because I know that when we spoke about Nonfiction before, you had said to me that, you know, sometimes it can be hard to translate that album to a live show.
Yeah.
Whereas the stuff on Black Diamond, you are loving this now. You're really dug into it, you know?
Yeah, I suppose on Nonfiction, a lot of the songs are very, very personal and kind of raw as well. And that was, you know, that was quite intense, like, to be writing those songs. But I mean, obviously these new songs as well are, you know, they're obviously, I'm a person, so they must be some way personal as well. But there's just a kind of a different energy to them. And that it's really starting to translate well live as well. So it's, and it's fun.
Yeah, some of the videos, I'm loving your video work as well too.
Yeah, we've got a crack team of directors and artists and media, a real crack team of media experts in here with me. So
it's very avant-garde. It's not your usual stuff you see, but there's one I particularly love. I think it is actually for Black Diamond. It's where you're covered in the mud.
Yeah.
And you're just looking up and the hands are going, and it's just, you can almost feel the music in you.
Yeah.
Which is something that you don't see. It's almost like an African thing, even though your music is very Southie. You know what I mean? So it's mad, yeah?
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun, yeah, getting covered in muck. And
sure you're used to that coming from a house full of 10 kids anyway.
Oh, sure, sure. Sure, my mum went, she's look great in that. Did you finally cleaned yourself up?
I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Listen, you're going to do a cover version for us as well today. What have you planned?
We're going to do Seasons by Future Islands.
This is Brian's cover version of Seasons by Future Islands.
I've tried hard just to soften you. Seasons change, and I've grown tired, try to change for you. Cause I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting. But the winner would crave what's all gone away. People change, but some people never do. People change, they gain a piece, but they lose one too. I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on you. Cause I've been hanging on you. I've been waiting on you. Waiting on you. Waiting on you. Waiting on you. But the winner would wash what's left of the taste. As it breaks, the summer would warm. But the winner would crave what's all. Crave what's all. Crave what's all.
Wow, absolutely brilliant. Brian Deedy in studio. Remember to check out those dates and check him out online as well. We'll get those up on todayfm.com. Brian, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks a million, guys.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.